As we go to the reading of God's Word, now we turn in our scriptures to Luke chapter 3. And the end of the chapter, Luke chapter 3, and verses 23 through 38. And Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. We'll begin Luke 3, verse 23. These are the words of our God. When He, that is Jesus, when He began His ministry, Jesus Himself was about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Samain, the son of Josic, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Milki, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Almadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Mena, the son of Matathah, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Cainan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Cainan, son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. And that is the word of the Lord. And so there's the genealogy of Jesus, just like we have genealogies today, all of us do, though we might not know them, some of us may know some of them. A little bit. Here's the genealogy of Jesus, and this is after verses 21 and 22. The Holy Spirit filled Jesus that he, around the age of 30, in verse 23 it says, began his public ministry. And going back to what happened in verses 21 and 22 and into verse 23, the Spirit was given to equip Jesus for the work ahead of him in his life, in his public ministry for the next approximate 3 years. Just as we are equipped by the Holy Spirit to do the work of God, so Jesus was in his human nature. And this genealogy follows his father's line, or we might say the legal line or the covenantal line, through Joseph and all the way back to Adam. And you might think of the other genealogy of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, which followed probably the biological line through Mary back to Abraham. And the purpose, at least one of the purposes for us reading the genealogy, is seeing again and being reminded of the Lord's faithfulness in carrying out His promise. You remember all the way back in Genesis 3:15 of the seed that would come from the woman. And here we have the line that goes from the seed, or from the woman in the beginning, Adam and Eve, and all the way to Jesus. And so we see His faithfulness again from those we often are recognized when we go through the genealogy, like Seth and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and then Boaz, you know, Ruth and Boaz, and then David. And even through the time of the exile onto Jesus. And how great our God is, who keeps His promises all the way for thousands of years to the birth of Christ. And our God is a great God, and He caused Jesus to be born from the Virgin Mary, and it was Jesus who died on the cross and therefore thereby crushed the head of the serpent, Satan. When He then also rose from the dead. And so our God is a great God. And this only confirms, again, that He keeps all His promises. And they're all for our good and for His glory. Beloved, let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We thank You for genealogies that we find not only of Jesus' genealogy, but all through the Scriptures, because we know that within them, and even if we were to investigate further in this genealogy, we would find many, many glories of Your mercy, of Your grace, of Your wisdom, of Your faithfulness, of Your holiness, and of Your goodness and truth. Father, we're thankful that You're a God who does not change. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, as we just sang. And we're thankful that You are a God who sustains this world. And You sustain us, Your people, every day of our lives and every day as we are a church, the church, Your bride. You sustain us, You feed us, and especially on the Lord's Day, You cleanse us with the washing of the Word. And Father, we ask that You would do so today, and that You would bless us, Your people. We thank You again, especially for Your faithfulness, and as we hear Your promises today, as we hear and remind ourselves of those promises, Father, we pray that we would also be reminded that You're not a God who just makes promises, but You're a God who keeps promises, all of them, in every single one. Not one instance can we claim or suggest even that You have been unfaithful, because You have always been faithful. Father, we're praising You that You're a God who hears our prayers, and so we plead that You would hear our prayers this day and answer according to Your will in Christ, Your Son. Father, we're also praying that You would heal the bodies and strengthen bodies who need strengthened. And yet, Father, we also pray that You would heal our souls. And there may be some here, and probably are some here, even amongst our children, who have not believed, though they are of the church. And they are covenantally of Your people. Father, we ask that You would grant them the gift of faith by Your Holy Spirit. And change their heart, that they would love You above all things, that they would love Your worship above all things. And Father, that they would love You, to hear You speak to them. Father. And Father, if there are any be here who profess Your name, and yet we could say, You could say, that right now they are amongst the tares. Father, we pray that You would make them wheat before Your Son comes again, and they have to be separated from the wheat and burned up in the eternal fire. Father, we pray that You would give us an authentic faith, an authentic profession that is real and that is producing fruit, good fruit, and not bad fruit. And Father, we pray for our government, that You would save them as well, that You would produce servants to serve our nation and serve around the world in various governments, that Your law would be exalted. And as we hear today, and we've been hearing, the general equity of Your law would be enforced. Because what we see in our world is on some occasions justice and stuff that is laws that are good, enforcement that is good, but we also see injustice and victims who lose much while the state gains from their loss. And so, Father, we pray that You would make our civil magistrate a just civil magistrate, a civil government, and we pray that also You would give us in our worship peace and the freedom to worship You according to Your Word alone. And Father, we ask these things in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.